Welcome back, everybody. We're going to be taking it to the streets this Saturday. By my last count, probably in the ballpark of 60 different No Kings protests happening in the state of Wisconsin, across the nation. Somewhere in the ballpark, I was on a call with the folks helping to organize the No Kings rallies this weekend. Upwards of 2,000 events nationwide. To put this in perspective, the hands-off rally back in April, that was just around 1,600, 1,500. So we are surpassing that in leaps and bounds. We're going to talk about the No Kings rallies. What do you think? Good thing? Bad thing? Are you afraid to go? We're going to kick off that conversation at the top of the 5 o'clock hour, along with apparently some more breaking news, a screaming match breaking out in Congress this afternoon. Pretty intense things happening. But right now, we need to not be distracted by Donald Trump's antics. We need to keep focus on what is going on with the big, brutal bill. It will decimate middle-class folks here in the state of Wisconsin. And our friends at the Center for American Progress Action Fund did additional analysis on the updated CBO numbers. We are going to post the link to the Center for American Progress Action Fund's analysis in our show notes today, because they have drop-downs. You can play around with it. You can focus on Wisconsin and see how it exactly, according to the CBO, is going to basically hit tens of thousands of Wisconsinites where it hurts. And you can then call up your congresspeople and tell them, you shouldn't be supporting this, and I'm really angry that you did. I'm so pleased to be joined by the director of the Center for American Progress Action Fund's Health Policy Division. Her name is Natasha Murphy. Welcome, Natasha. Thank you for taking time.
Thank you so much for having me, Maggie. You know, we are really at a critical moment in time. You know, it's been so important that we get the word out and have folks fully understand just what is under Senate consideration as it relates to the Medicaid program.
Absolutely. It is a program that I've said over and over on the air, if you hear my voice, I promise you, someone you love in your life is receiving some sort of Medicaid benefit. And just so that people keep this in mind, we say the word Medicaid, but every state, their programs have different labels. And I think it's really important to tell people what the heck those programs are called here in the state of Wisconsin. In the state of Wisconsin, there's over 20 different programs that are Medicaid programs. They include Forward Health, Family Care, Badger Care, and Badger Care Plus. If you're on any of those, you're receiving Medicaid benefits. So Natasha, let's get right to it. How many Wisconsinites are at risk of losing their health care?
Yes, based on what the House of Representatives, the Republicans in the House, passed recently, more than 96,000 Wisconsinites are at risk of losing this ever-important Medicaid coverage. And so the Center for American Progress Action Fund has spent the past few months really trying to sound the alarm for both the public as well as reiterating for our federal policymakers the importance of the Medicaid program. It really is the cornerstone of health access for millions of Americans, but particularly its low-income families, children, people with disabilities, as well as our seniors. A lot of folks don't realize that, you know, nursing home care and long-term care services for so many are actually paid for by the Medicaid program.
And let's talk about the hospital challenge and the nursing home or the elder care challenge. We already have hospital deserts in rural Wisconsin. We already have a shortage of nursing homes to take care of our grandparents. How bad is this going to make it for folks in rural areas and those that rely on Medicaid to pay for their nursing home coverage?
Yes, absolutely. So I know, like you mentioned, in Wisconsin, you know, nearly 30% of Medicaid enrollees live in rural areas. And these types of cuts that are being proposed and, you know, currently under consideration in the Senate really, are a huge threat to rural health in Wisconsin and nationwide. And so again, it's not just about the impact on the individuals who would lose coverage. There would be ripple effects across the healthcare system. So Medicaid is a financial lifeline for rural hospitals. So many of them operate on such thin margins.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, Medicaid reimbursement that is helping to keep the doors of rural hospitals and clinics and community health centers open so that they can serve their communities. But nearly one third of rural hospitals are already financially vulnerable, and these types of cuts represent a recipe for disaster. You know, we could see additional rural hospitals close, or they could scale back services like maternity care. And that would leave entire communities without access to, you know, the critical health services that they need. So I definitely want to reiterate that, you know, these Medicaid cuts are a direct threat to access to healthcare in rural America. And it wouldn't just impact, you know, people on Medicaid. If a hospital closes,
right,
you know, for individuals and families, that means that you have no local care at all. You're going to have to drive longer to see a physician. You're going to have longer wait times because there's going to be fewer facilities that are open. And recently, the Shep Center at UNC identified three rural hospitals in Wisconsin. So it's Holy Family Memorial, MCHS Oak Ridge, and Aspirus Stanley Hospital that are already at risk of closure or service reductions. And, you know, these Republican-pushed Medicaid cuts could push these facilities over the edge.
Can you give me the names of those hospitals again,
yes,
Natasha, please?
Absolutely. So Holy Family Memorial, MCHS Oak Ridge, and Aspirus Stanley Hospital. Those are the three that have been identified at, you know, as the most at risk of closure or reducing the services that they're offering if these Medicaid cuts were enacted.
One of the things that I really appreciate, and folks, if you're just joining us, we are very happy to have with us this afternoon Natasha Murphy. She's the Director of Health Policy at the Center for American Progress Action Fund. They just released today a new analysis of the updated CBO numbers. That's the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office. The CBO's analysis of the big, brutal bill as adopted by the House. One of the things that your analysis does, Natasha, is it provides people the ability to actually narrow the lens right down to their individual congressional district. And here is where it gets interesting. Because in the state of Wisconsin, we have 8 congresspeople, 2 of whom are Democrats. And so, of course, Natasha, I did a little math. We'll start with the totals. So the estimated coverage losses for Medicaid, and again, here in the state of Wisconsin, Medicaid includes Badger Care and Family Care and all of the, and Forward Health, Badger Care Plus, 96,000 people. Natasha, yeah. I did the math. Is it okay if I say how many of those 96,000 people losing health care, life-saving health care because of the MAGA regime and the big, brutal bill, how many of those people are in Republican districts?
Yes.
Is that okay? I did the back of the envelope math.
Absolutely.
67,000. So
yes.
Over this gets right to your point about rural hospitals and rural healthcare being at risk. Over two-thirds of the folks that are going to lose healthcare in this state are in Republican districts. That's just shocking to me. Voting against your constituents' best interest, voting against making sure that your constituents have the health care that they need to live. Truly
exactly.
Shocking. Truly shocking.
It truly is. And it just reiterates the fact that, you know, what's being pushed by House Republicans and, again, under consideration in the Senate, it's not about improving health care. And despite the narrative that's tried to be pushed around addressing fraud, waste, and abuse, the reality is Republicans are cutting Medicaid to pay for massive tax breaks for the wealthy and large corporations. You know, these cuts reflect a political calculus and a commitment to this warped ideology over individuals and Americans' health and economic safety. And it's not just bad policy, it's truly dangerous.
Truly, truly dangerous. And here's the thing. We were talking with one of our other favorite guests from an organization, a local organization here in the state called Kids Forward. And he pointed out, he put together the crumbs for us, Natasha, and I wanted to get your reaction to this. He said, demand for healthcare, it can go up or down, but we all need healthcare. As you age, you need more of it. When you're pregnant, you need more of it. When you're younger, you maybe need a little bit less of it, but we all need healthcare. And each person that is currently receiving Medicaid benefits, all 67,000 of them in Republican congressional districts in the state, 96,000 statewide, every single one of those people are still going to need healthcare. And they will get it. They might get it too late. They might die on their way to a hospital. But most people, what they'll end up doing is showing up in emergency rooms because they haven't been able to access the preventative care, the continuing care, the intervention care that they would have been able to access had Republicans not ripped healthcare away from them. And what that means is that we will still be providing some level of healthcare for people. It will just be worse. It will be more expensive healthcare. And according to our colleague at Kids Forward, in fact, not only are you going to have 96,000 Wisconsinites lose healthcare, it's going to actually end up costing Wisconsin nearly $300 million more per year in taxpayer dollars to provide less healthcare to these 96,000 people who will lose it. And to have worse outcomes.
Precisely, yes. That's the most frustrating element. It's just, like you said, people's healthcare needs don't go away when they lose their coverage. You know, they become uninsured, and so they skip care. They get sicker, like you mentioned. They even end up at the ER for conditions that could have been managed earlier or could have been prevented or could have just been treated in a way that, you know, would both improve their quality of life but also be significantly more cost effective. And so this policy is truly short-sighted.
It's stunning to me. Just to round out some of this amazing analysis that's available from the Center for American Progress Action Fund, we'll put the link to their interactive report. They also broke down the number of Wisconsinites that will likely lose emergency food assistance. That's 144,000 Wisconsinites, and 97,000 of them are in Republican congressional districts. That's nearly 68% of them. And we're going to lose about 2,700 jobs in the state of Wisconsin, and about 2,500 of those are going to be in GOP districts because of the big, brutal bill. Worse outcomes for more money and cruelty makes no damn sense. Natasha Murphy, thank you so much for being here, my friend.
Thank you, Maggie.
Such a pleasure. Again, folks, that's Natasha Murphy, the Director of Health Policy at the Center for American Progress Action Fund. Find their newest report at civicmedia.us/shows. Maggie Dawn Show. It'll be in our show notes. You can also find those show notes and our program podcasted on Apple Pods and Spotify and wherever you like to listen to your favorite podcasts. When we come back, we'll be joined by Jeremy Janine of Urban Milwaukee. You know about those red light cameras? What do you think? Good idea? Bad idea? We discuss next.